Prices on groceries, gas, and goods all go up over time. The same is true for water service, delivery, and wastewater costs. But right now, the San Antonio Water System is dealing with an aging infrastructure. Spokesperson Ann Hayden says we have some of the lowest water rates in the state, but saws us having to invest in infrastructure and find water sources outside the Edwards Aquifer, including desalination.
We're required to do some investments into desal right now. We're investing in infrastructure for sewer, so we're looking at all of this, but still doing everything we can to scrub our budget at saws so we can keep down San Antonio's ratepayers' costs.
But on top of infrastructure is pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency to reduce sewage overflows. The city treats 250 million gallons of sewage a day, and Hayden says 99.9% of that never escapes the system. Still, the EPA requires more to be done to comply with the Clean Water Act.
It's required that we lower our sewer overflows. And while San Antonio does a great job of this right now, we're going to have to reduce it further.
That could bring rate increases of 9.9%, or about $5 more each month on the average bill. Public meetings will be held before the council makes a decision in January. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.